Moberly Police Chief Troy Link joins us, and we're talking about a special event coming up on April 28th. And Chief, this one's been talked about for a while. What's it all about?
We've been working on trying to increase the emergency services response to all the community, but one particular area that came to light is autism. And autism, by national standards, there's about 600 people in Randolph County that, by the numbers, could be afflicted for one varying degree of autism or another. The problem with autism and with a lot of our those type of illnesses is that the folks that are afflicted by them, some are non-communicative, some have one phobia or another, they have light sensitivity, they have touch sensitivity. When you start combining these things together into autism, emergency services does have contact with them. So we started looking for ways that we could increase how we are increase and improve our contacts with those individuals and that part of our population. And so we started working on autism awareness. The police department started looking at ideas on how we could create an autism directory or a mechanism for our officers and other emergency services personnel within the county to have access to the particulars of a person's what they suffer from, whether it be light sensitivity, will it be touch sensitivity, do they have triggers, what calms them down, where do places they go if they get frightened. Because when we have contact with these individuals, if they're not talking to us, then we don't really know what is wrong with them. And on the other side of that, if they're autistic and they've run from the house for some reason, they don't respond to law enforcement, to fire, like other kids would if they become lost. So having a way that we could disseminate that information to the officers was the first step. We're moving that forward as well. This Autism Awareness Day is a day for the adults and kids both that have autism to have a chance to see police officers in uniform, see firefighters in uniform, see EMTs in uniform, all of which can be very scary to them, especially if they're being stressed because of some incident in the home, like a house fire or something like that. And let's face it, firefighters don't look like people when they come in with the big air tanks and the mask and the helmets all on. And so this is designed to give those, especially kids, with autism, their parents can bring them and give them a chance to see the inside of a fire truck, see the outside of it, see an ambulance, and have a chance to experience those things in a safe and secure environment with mom and dad there, not meeting them for the first time under stress when they may be, their triggers have been pushed and they just are totally freaked out about the whole deal. We've heard stories of fires at homes with autistic children in it, and they won't leave. They go and hide under the bed. They don't answer the firefighters because they're just so overwhelmed by everything that is occurring. So we wanted to put this together, and this also gives us an opportunity to have the forms and the voluntary forms for the directory we're trying to put together. So the parents can ask questions about it, caretakers can ask questions about it, and fill out some of the basic information and anything else that they need to know. And we've been working with Nikki Sonker, who has several autistic children of her own. And so the Autism Awareness, they're having a race, Autism Awareness 5K is this coming Saturday. So she's been in touch with us. So we've been working with her to try to put this deal together. And so it's going to be April 28th out at the Riley Pavilion, 1-4. If it's raining or snowing, depending on what the last of April looks like, we may be under the Riley Pavilion itself or may end up in the lodge by the time it's all done. But we intend to have emergency services vehicles there and personnel there so the kids can, kids or adults, either one, would have a chance to interact with emergency services personnel.
And really, you want the whole family there because this is, I'm going to say, in layman's terms, kind of like a meet and greet, isn't it?
Very similar. With autism, it's not just a shy child. It's autism, and autism has varying degrees up and down the spectrum. Some are very communicative. Some are, you know, they're functioning. What they would, I think the term is high functioning autistic. But then you get other ones that won't talk. And so yeah, a safe, secure environment for the caregivers, mom and dad, the guardian, whoever, to get these folks out so that they have contact with emergency services as an introduction, so that they hopefully would remember, I've been in an ambulance, it's okay because we go there for these reasons. Or the firefighters, yeah, that guy looks scary, but there's really a person under it, and I met them, and they're very nice. And that's the whole idea. Same with law enforcement. They get a chance to interact with us. They can see the cars. We turn the lights on. Maybe we don't turn the lights on, but they get it's a familiarity thing about it. They can experience in a safe and secure manner.
So if you have to run into a child or someone with autism in a different situation, they can look back and remember this day.
That's the hopes, that they would actually remember that they had a positive encounter with the fire, the ambulance, the police officer, the deputy, the highway patrolman, and use that as a basis so maybe we can reduce some of that anxiety and fear. Because if mom and dad have been in a car wreck and they're going to have to be transported, we have an autistic person that's dependent upon mom and dad may be all they really interact with. So having them suddenly not to be able to go with mom and dad, or they themselves have to go to the hospital, having some of these positive reinforcement in the future, we hope will lessen some of the trauma or traumatic events if they do have to go because they've been hurt or mom and dad have been hurt.
And the directory, too, I know you want to stress this. It's a voluntary thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's 100% voluntary. It would be a directory for us and all emergency services here. So if you have a child who bolts and hides and gets away from home or gets scared or something like that happens, then having them in the directory would allow our patrol units to be able to have access to potentially a photograph, so we would know what they were looking for. We would have access to what are their sensitive. Are they light sensitive? Are they touch sensitive? Do they have sensitivity to lights, loud noises? Are they communicative? Are they not communicative? All those things all increases our ability to have a successful and low-key interaction with that individual. But we have to have the information first. And having it available to us makes it available to all the patrol units. So we have MDTs in our car, so they would be able to pull this information up. And part of this is dependent upon the upgrades that we're doing with our CAD, our computer-aided dispatch system, and our records management program. So that's going to be later on in the summer when that comes to fruition and gets put online. But once that is done, this will dovetail right into that very nicely. And having it in digital format also would potentially allow us to be able to take that file, and if a parent or a guardian is someplace else, we could email it to them, to the another law enforcement agency. So that information could be portable, so to speak.
All right, who all helped get this thing rolling? Because I know it's been a cooperative effort, hasn't it?
Myself and Commander Tracy Rarity, we went to the crisis intervention training last March, a year ago, in 17 at Columbia. She went to an autism awareness class down there, and she pushed to have those folks come up here and provide this information for our officers. So that was the springboard on getting this started, and we got to talking about it. And then Chief Albert, when we ran this by him, he mentioned that where he come from at St. Joe, they had a similar program and actually found a newspaper article about it. And so we were able to then contact St. Joe PD and start working on copying what they did and changing it so it worked here. So that was a springboard. So we've been working on this right out a year now trying to get something going.
All right, why don't you hit the date and the times again? Where's it going to be, that kind of thing?
It's going to be at the Rothwell Park at the Brangus Pavilion, which is the area between the Ag Barns and the Lodge, a big parking lot there, April 28th, 1 to 4. It's a Saturday afternoon, so we put it at the Brangus Pavilion so we can get our trucks and stuff underneath there if it's cloudy or rainy or something like that. And come to meet the local first responders and area agencies that assist families with autism spectrum disorders. Educational informational material will be provided. So we tried to get the Thompson Center, which actually works with autism down at University of Missouri. Their booking dates were booked, but we understand they will be supplying like informational stuff and things that you can use to help communicate with folks on the autism spectrum. So we don't know exactly how many will be there, but we're expecting at least all the local law enforcement and emergency services to be there.
So this is open to families throughout Randolph County then, isn't it?
Absolutely. I guess if you're traveling through and you hear about it, you're welcome to stop in as well. But yeah, it's open to whoever wants to show up.
All right, Police Chief Troy Lank, he's joined us today in Quicksland this morning.